Thanks for joining us for a thought from God's Word on a plain path.
So many times I want to take the path that I have planned, but usually only a short distance down that path, I find out it's the wrong one. Ever been there? Thanks for joining us on A Plain Path today. I'm Jesse Butcher. Well, as we grow in the Lord, there are a few things that we can do to help us determine which path we should take. And two very important ways to seek God's path is one, to pray every day, and two, read God's Word. You know, this is how God can speak to our hearts about His path for our lives. And I believe the more you grow in your relationship with the Lord, the easier it is to hear and understand what path God has for you. And if we look in Proverbs chapter 3 and verses 5 and 6, the Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." You see, all the Lord wants you to do is simply trust Him. So think about this. God has never made a mistake, and He's never been caught off guard. So listen, don't put your trust in your decision-making, but see what God has to say about it. And then acknowledge or admit that what God says is true and allow Him to direct your paths. Just remember this, we may not always be able to see down the path or around the curve, but God already knows what's around the next curve and the next curve and the next curve. So simply trust Him, lean on Him, and take His path for your life.
May God bless you today as we continue together on a plain path.